So let's hop into some groundbreaking Australian research. And on Monday morning, you would recall, if you weren't listening, let me tell you about it. We had a conversation around boys' schools and how they need a certain, or they lead to, a certain lad culture, you know, and that lad culture they take through with them into the workplace. And we end up with problems like hashtag Me Too, for example, as a result of this lad culture. So many calls flowed into the show saying it's not a good idea to have single-sex schools. As a matter of fact, we should learn to socialize boys and girls, obviously in a controlled environment within the school, and that, you know, same-sex education actually does more harm than it does good. But there's groundbreaking Australian research that has found that one group backing that particular trend happens to be girls at single-sex schools. Now, Dr. Terry Fitzsimmons in Brisbane, Australia, the lead author of this particular study from the AIBE Centre for Gender Equality in the Workplace. Good having you on the show, Dr. Fitzsimmons.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, this groundbreaking study, let's talk about the sample size and how you went about actually conducting the study.
So, we surveyed 10,000 students in the top matriculating boys and girls schools in Brisbane. So, they just happened to be single-sex schools. So, and the reason for the study was to look at self-confidence, leadership, what contributes to self-confidence mm-hmm. in adolescence. Yeah, and the main reason for the study was that there's been plenty of work to suggest that girls are less confident than boys. In fact, there's been a study done in 48 different countries that showed there wasn't a single one where girls were more confident than boys. So, and we've got this whole workplace debate about women not leaning in and, you know, so Sheryl Sandberg's work out of the United States.
Yes.
So what we were looking for was, look, is that true? We'd heard from the president of the Girls Schools Alliance that, look, we anecdotally believe our girls are just as confident, but, you know, we'd like to test that. And so given that a lot of my work's around why there are so few women CEOs in Australia and obviously in other Western countries, I was intrigued. So that's why we did it. We were looking at, you know, is a single-sex school environment for girls particularly a place in which they can develop the same levels of confidence. And of course the study identified that was the case.
But there are obviously other nuances and other factors that play into you know, whether or not someone is confident. It could be growing up in a patriarchal household, you know, so what your parents teach you, tell you, the way you experience your friends around you outside of school, how you interact with the rest of your family also plays a very important role, you know, sort of juxtaposed to, yes, what happens in the school environment. How do you account for that?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, stereotypes play a massive role in this issue, both in the workplace but also in the kinds of roles that girls see themselves as cut out for, or the kinds of things that, in inverted commas, they're good at or not. You know, the whole STEM careers thing around science and math not being a girl's thing. That's, you know, that's all that stereotyping. But I think you'll find, you know, if parents have made a decision to engage or to send their girls to a single-sex school, that they've got probably a different worldview, or perhaps a slightly different worldview that might take a bit of the edge off what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, the media, you know, what they're seeing on TV, what they're seeing outside of school all plays a role.
Yeah.
But I think what happens in single-sex schools is there's a few things, actually, I think, that kind of counter that, or temper it at least, and that is that in the single-sex schools, certainly in the girls' schools that we surveyed, and that was 9 of the top 10, all of the key roles, so the principal, deputy principal, registrar, all of the heads of department are all women. So the girls are seeing strong female role models in all of the different areas. So there's no, they're not questioning that it's possible for women to be leaders. But, you know, one of the other really intriguing things, I mean, we found there were three major contributors to self-confidence. One was team sport.
Yep.
One was leadership engagement. And the other was travel. So, you know, other than travel, which usually happens with the family, the other two are a big issues in schools, you know, school leadership, you know, different team roles, prefects, captains, those kinds of things. And the second thing is private schools tend to be more engaged, more heavily engaged in team sport. And one of the things in the team sport literature, and it's pretty well known that girls tend to opt out of team sport earlier than boys do. But that's not necessarily the case in a single-sex environment, particularly in the upper echelon schools where team sport's so important. So if we're finding that team sport's such a big contributor to self-confidence, and we're finding that the single-sex girls' schools are able to get the girls to engage much longer and more deeply with team sport, it probably also explains why we're getting this confidence effect. So, and I totally agree with you, I'm not necessarily an advocate of single-sex schooling. You know, there are those issues of socialisation.
Yeah.
I think the answer is probably somewhere in the middle. You know, perhaps single-sex classes, but a co-ed school or something. Mm. We need to do a lot more to figure out what the individual impacts are, yeah.
Indeed, but it's great to get these insights. And, you know, maybe you guys should vote for a female prime minister like your neighbours have done, like Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah.
Anyway, Terry.
Well, the Kiwis seem to have it done better than we do.
Terry, great having you on the show, man. Wonderful research, and thank you for sharing it with us. That's Dr. Terry Fitzsimmons in Brisbane, Australia.